with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Another state is considering redrawing congressional maps.
Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, says the California plan is partisan to redraw congressional maps in an effort to help his party win five more House seats next year.
We have got to recognize the cards that have been dealt, and we have got to meet fire with fire.
This would all be up to voters to decide. In Texas, lawmakers are considering a new map that would help them send five more Republicans to Washington.
We can't stand back and watch this democracy disappear district by district all across this country.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Officials in the Northern Caribbean warned Thursday of heavy rains and dangerous swells as Tropical Storm Erin approached the region. National Weather Service senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says Erin is expected to strengthen as it moves closer to the Leeward Islands and possibly the Virgin Islands.
Over the next couple of days, we anticipate that Erin will turn towards the west-northwest on a track that may bring it near or just north of the Leeward Islands and possibly the Virgin Islands during the next 2 to 3 days. And will likely intensify during this time. We expect it to become a hurricane tomorrow and then maybe over the weekend or early next week, a major hurricane.
Bevin is encouraging people along the East Coast to keep tabs on the storm. The Supreme Court has refused for now to block enforcement of a Mississippi law aimed at regulating the use of social media by children. The case deals with an issue of growing national concern. The justices on Thursday rejected an emergency appeal from a tech industry group challenging laws passed in Mississippi and other states that require social media users to verify their ages. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points. This is SRN News. Marriage is still an aspiration for a lot of Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to tie the knot. The survey goes on to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Jews in France, the country with the largest Jewish population in Europe. An air traffic controller in Paris has been suspended for shouting Free Palestine to the pilots of an El Al jetliner he was supposed to be leading in for a landing at Charles de Gaulle Airport. It's against the law to use air traffic control communications for unrelated purposes under the International Air Traffic Control Protocol. This is SRN News. Three sheriff's deputies in Southern Virginia are recovering from gunfire injuries which they received while serving warrants yesterday. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It drew a swarm of police activity near Pittsville, about 40 miles from the North Carolina border.
They were not struck by the bullets, but by shrapnel, it appears. One of the officers was transported to the emergency room. Just out of an abundance of caution.
Pennsylvania County Sheriff Mike Taylor.
They were there on a warrant service and to serve a protective order.
Taylor says the officers are okay.
All three are well. Of course, they're shaken up.
Suspect James Andrew Leonard, who was originally sought for brandishing a firearm and trespassing, surrendered after an hours-long standoff. Audio courtesy WSET. I'm Jennifer King.
The attack was first reported by Republican Congressman John McGuire. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.